Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Wednesday, April 13th. Donald Trump's sway inside the Republican Party is about to face its biggest test. A slew of May primaries where Trump has gotten involved will tell us if his is still the golden touch inside the GOP. If you look at the political calendar, the month of May, just a few weeks away, is going to be Donald Trump's biggest test in terms of his influence, power, his sway with Republican primary voters. And whether it is in North Carolina or in Georgia or in the critical battleground of Pennsylvania, there are a whole series of primary contests upcoming in the month of May where Donald Trump has weighed in, has chosen sides inside the party. And not everywhere does it seem like his chosen candidate is poised for victory. One example of that is in Georgia. There is probably no Republican in the country Donald Trump desires to defeat more than the Republican incumbent governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp. But Donald Trump recruited David Perdue into the race, and David Perdue is not performing all that well in the polls against Brian Kemp right now. Now, in one of the most critical contests in all of 2022, a race that the control of the United States Senate may hinge upon, the Senate race in Pennsylvania now has Donald Trump's involvement. The primary there is May 17th, and Donald Trump this past weekend made clear he's choosing celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz over the more establishment Republican David McCormick in that heated Republican primary battle.
Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz. Great guy. A good man. Harvard educated. Tremendous career. You know, when you're in television for 18 years, that's like a pole. That means people like you. But he's
That was Trump on stage at a rally in North Carolina Saturday night. Why North Carolina? Because there, too, he's endorsed. He was there at a rally to support his chosen candidate in the Senate primary there, Ted Budd, a Republican congressman who's running against former Republican Governor Pat McCrory. Donald Trump trying again to make sure his influence is still felt, that he is still both courted and feared inside the Republican Party. Both Dr. Oz and David McCormick had been pleading for Donald Trump's support. They both saw his endorsement as a critical component to success in the May 17th Republican primary. Now that he's chosen sides, we'll see if that was a correct assumption on their part. But instantly, after the endorsement came out Saturday night, almost no time went by before both McCormick and Oz went up on the airwaves with new ads to try and deal with the impact of the Trump endorsement. Oz's ad, of course, touts the fact that he is the guy that has Donald Trump's stamp of approval.
President Trump endorsed Dr. Oz for Senate because Trump knows who the real conservative is who's gonna shake up Washington. It's not David McCormick, the liberal pro-Biden, pro-China Wall Street insider. It's Dr. Oz. Trump calls Oz...
As for David McCormick's part, he launched an ad on Monday, basically calling Mehmet Oz a hypocrite for courting this Donald Trump support and trying to paint him as totally a non-Trump Republican, somebody who actually has said positive things and supportive things of Democrats like Hillary Clinton.
The real Mehmet Oz.
Senator Clinton, one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Dr. Fauci is too, but he's a very disciplined leader. Yes. He's a wonderful scientist.
We need to work with China.
I love working in China.
How do we keep guns out of the wrong person's hands?
And we haven't had any interaction with President Trump at all.
Mehmet Oz.
As that last part that you just heard in the ad played on the screen were the words anti-Trump. So nothing too subtle about the message that McCormick is trying to send about Oz. Another thing about that ad, our fact check team took a look at it. And when Mehmet Oz on that late night talk show was saying, we haven't had any interaction with President Trump at all, they discovered the context of that comment wasn't at all attack on Donald Trump. I mean, that's what McCormick is trying to paint it as. But in fact, Oz was being asked about his position and experience on the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, and if he had tried to convince Trump to eat better, to eat a more healthy diet. And Mehmet Oz just delivered the factual response saying that they hadn't had any interaction with the president at all. But again, McCormick trying to take it out of context to paint Oz here as anti-Trump, even though Pennsylvanians now know that Dr. Oz is Donald Trump's chosen candidate. Now, why did Oz get the endorsement? Well, Donald Trump made that clear when he offered it by saying the guy's been on TV for some 18 or so years. We also know that Melania Trump, the former first lady, felt very favorable towards Oz, and that may have had some sway with Donald Trump's thinking. Now, McCormick had brought on some former Trump advisors to his team initially, Hope Hicks, close Trump advisor, and Stephen Miller, somebody who was in charge of much of Donald Trump's domestic policy when he was in the White House. Those folks were brought on board all aimed at trying to somehow secure this Trump endorsement. And McCormick's wife, Dina Powell, worked in the Trump administration for some time and actually went with her husband, the candidate, down to Mar-a-Lago to try to make a pitch as to why they thought Oz was a terrible candidate and that Trump should endorse McCormick. That obviously did not work. Now, remember, this is a brutal Republican primary. It has had the most money spent thus far of any of the Senate races going on in the country, north of $80 million combined on television ads so far, and we still have until May 17th to get to the actual primary. Why is this nomination so coveted? Well, because, as you know, Pennsylvania was a state that voted for Donald Trump back in 2016 and then flipped to Joe Biden in 2020. It is a true battleground state. Democrats see this seat as one of their potential opportunities to pick up a Republican seat. It's currently held by Republican Pat Toomey, who's retiring. Donald Trump makes the case in endorsing Oz that he thinks Oz is the best one who can handle what Trump says is going to be a radical left-style candidate in the general election in November. And we just learned today that Donald Trump has scheduled a rally for the state of Ohio in the coming weeks. Ohio also home to a very contested Republican Senate primary, so be on the lookout to see if Donald Trump offers up an endorsement in that critical race when he goes to the state in just a few days. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.